Podcast. My name is Abby.
And I'm Sophie.
And we congratulate you for making it this far.
It's a quest.
A giant quest. It's like a pyramid where you eventually reach the top and you get a special surprise. You also get special surprises if you email us.
Yeah, we'll send you
gifts.
Cookies.
Complimentary gifts for pledging. Anyways, this is our welcome. I don't think we have anything really to talk about other than thank you for staying with us, and we hope you take us seriously, because I heard that we were cute. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that off here. No, but if you're listening to this and you're the person who said cute, don't worry, we're glad that you at least said we were cute and not horrendously ugly and horrible and my ears were bleeding as I listened to you. So,
yeah, cute is nice.
Cute is nice.
Like cute, if we were on Project Runway, we'd just be in the middle. Like,
what's her name? Jennifer?
No, Jennifer was at the bottom. Was at the bottom this week. We'd be like,
Daniel, or Jarell, or the straight guy.
Yeah.
Who I don't know the name of.
we'd be one of them. Oh, his name is Joe.
No, his name is Joe.
He made the pasta dress, remember?
Oh, I remember the pasta dress. I like the pasta dress. Anyways, we've digressed already. Are you not surprised? So, we're just saying welcome. And we're really glad that you made it this far, and what else can we reiterate? Not much.
So let's just move on to the news.
Oh, and if you, like, read any of my bulletins saying, like, check out my podcast, and you said, oh, I think I'm going to check out her podcast, then kudos to you, too. And if you actually read one of those things, like, kudos to you for actually reading it, because you're probably one of, like, four people.
Yeah, and when she says kudos, we mean we'll be giving you, like, actual kudos bars.
Yeah. Sure.
Those things are good.
Anyways, moving on to the news. Welcome to the news section of our podcast. Before we start, we just want to get it out there that we don't have much news this week. It's probably because we recorded these somewhat close together.
Yeah, so there hasn't been much news interspersed between the few days.
And also because, like, the last one, since it's happening right now, there's not much to really talk about.
For Project Runway.
Yeah, and even Top Chef, you know, not all that much to talk about. It's the down season. But anyways, so first in our news is that Kenley Collins auditioned for Design Star.
As well as Project Runway.
Yeah, so apparently, well, for those of you who know Design Star, it's on HGTV, and it's an interior design show. But we watched the 5 minutes of Kenley's tape, and it's pretty much all of her talking about her dresses.
Which are very nice. I like her dresses.
They were okay. Depends. Some of them were really good, like the first one. But anyways, we'll link you guys to that. But it's an exciting audition tape, but we don't see, like, how Design Star would, like, ever accept her with that, because
she could just make dresses and stick them on the walls.
Like,
obviously, she, like, heavy.
Her rooms were interior decorated nicely, but I feel like she just used the same tape for both of them, sort of thing.
Well, I don't know.
Except she said, I'm going to be the next Design Star, but, you know, that's only a minor thing, you know? We can pretend.
Only a minor
only
thing.
Only a small, small thing. Okay, so in other Project Runway news, do you want to talk about this one, Sophie?
Well, Rami, from the fourth season of Project Runway, he made it to Bryant Park. He's known for his draping ability.
And now you know
Rami likes draping.
In case you forgot who he was the Israeli who draped.
You think Israeli? Okay.
He's
probably one of the contestants that has had the most success prior to being on Project Runway. Anyway, so he lives in Los Angeles, and he's actually doing an exhibit there with many of his Bryant Park dresses. Many of which I like.
Yeah, he has some of the really awesome ones. Like, really, really awesome ones. Like, the
very, like, goddess gown-y. But yeah, his collection wasn't my favorite, but he had some very, very good pieces.
Alright, the last thing we're going to talk about for Project Runway is about Chris March.
Well, everyone knows how awesome Chris March is, and everyone knows that he should have won fan favorite.
He should have! I like Christian as much as the next fangirl, but, like, you know what? Chris March was definitely
Well, that's
my
because
favorite.
All the people that, you know, text and stuff are, you know, teenage girls who think Christian is the awesomest thing since sliced bread.
Point
but
taken.
Anyway.
They just like how, like, obviously camp he is. You know, there's a lot better campy people in this world, and I know some of them personally. And you know what? Christian, not so much.
Okay, we're gonna cut off Abby there and talk about the reason we're talking about Chris March is he's doing a blog for Elle magazine online. And it's very good. It's very Chris March, and I think he's taking over from Jay McCorrell, who was doing the previous blog, and they both have a really great sense of humor and insight about the show, and I recommend that you check it out.
You know, I have mixed feelings about Jay, honestly. Like,
really?
Yeah, I wanted
I
Austin to win. Like, he was okay, but, like, I think I got put off of him when he dressed up as Jesus for a night out on the town in one episode.
I thought that was funny.
And I was just like, okay, I don't know what's wrong with your head, but I think you should get it looked at.
Oh, Abby.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to our Top Chef news. So just warning, for those of you who are primarily interested in Project Runway, feel free to fast forward or whatever until you hear the next set of music, and then we will be on our recap and review, and you won't have to listen to this Top Chef stuff. It's our duty to cover it, because we claim...
Absolutely, it's our mission.
Because, like, you know, you Project Runway people are going to be bored when Project Runway's off-season. We only spend a couple minutes on your show. Sorry. We love you, though. We love you for listening during this time, and then you can tell all your friends who watch Top Chef. Or you can start watching Top Chef.
Abby,
even.
You're rambling.
I'm rambling again! Okay, so, anyways, there's a Top Chef tour in San Diego with Brian and Ryan, which rhyme. Oh, isn't that cute? Okay. So, it's Brian Malarkey and Ryan Scott from Top Chef fame. Ryan obviously being this past season, and Brian being the third season?
Yep, third season.
Okay.
And as we all know, Ryan is Abby's all-time favorite chef ever.
Yes. Completely. Or actually, apparently, they have different featured chefs for every day at this Top Chef tour thing. So I'm guessing if you came on a different day, like if you went like next week, you could see Stephanie. See, it's today's featured chefs. Of course, they're gonna have different ones. But that's exciting.
Yeah, it's very cool. I think there was a tour stop in Cambridge, and I was thinking, oh, it'd be so cool to go to.
Yeah, so if you're in San Diego, definitely check that out while you have the chance. We're not sure how long exactly
it could
staying.
It could have just been like one day of a stop.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a tour stop in San Diego, not a tour in San Diego.
And that's some errors in the headlines or whatever. Last thing that we're going to just talk about, Top Chef, is that there are still space and time and tickets to get into a class at the Culinary Institute of America with Marcel of the second season. He was like in second place, and I was so disappointed when he didn't win. But if you're near the Culinary Institute of America, wherever that is, which we should know,
you should check it out.
Check
it
out.
It sounds very cool. And you get a free Top Chef cookbook.
With some of our favorites and recipes in there. Great
yeah.
stuff.
Awesome.
All great stuff. So check that out while it's still available, or else if you have your heart set on a ticket and you just sort of put it off too long, then you can't get one. Sorry. Hate to break it to you. Anyways, Vlogging Top Chef is also talking about Sam's proposal, but I announced that last two episodes somewhere.
Yep,
in
okay,
there.
Sam proposed to somebody. Story over. Let's
Yay.
Move on.
I think they met in, like, Brazil or something.
Okay, let's go to the recap section.
No, Colombia. I was wrong. Damn it. I mean, darn it. So anyways, that's all for our news.
Just because his girlfriend's Colombian doesn't mean
no,
that
no.
he met her
I read
in
the
Colombia.
Whole thing. I read the whole thing
okay.
before. So anyways, we just want to give a shout out to Blogging Project Runway and Blogging Top Chef for being all the best news and fan pops
and
feed.
Oh, and for L.com for hosting Chris March's awesome Tastic blog.
Yes, we will definitely link to that in our post. And so now, on to our episode recap and discussion.
Project Runway episode, the challenge was, after all the designers went on a night tour of New York City in a double-decker bus, which, by the way, looks totally awesome, they stopped at different places and took pictures of the NYC nightlife for their dress inspiration.
And maybe with their powers combined, we can remember what those places were that they stopped. They stopped in Times Square, Greenwich Village, blanking on the other two.
I didn't pay attention, so.
You didn't pay attention? They stopped in all the cool places in New York. That's all that matters. And two of which were Times Square and Greenwich Village.
Okay, great. Everyone's so good. And so all the designers ran about taking pictures. This is similar to some other challenges.
Oh, no,
in
really?
The past. Well, you know, third season. One of
finale,
the no,
but pre-finale.
Yeah, third season, the last challenge before Bryant Park.
They
similar to that.
Well, they made their dress, and then they had. I watched the whole episode like 2 days ago. What they did.
Well, it's similar to it's similar to a second season challenge also. But anyway, okay, we get it.
No.
Okay, so
I want to talk.
All the designers are running around taking pictures. Stella doesn't know how to work her camera.
He'll figure.
Kenley and Stella are talking about how Keith is apparently completely psycho about getting his pictures.
Go figure.
Cares about nobody. But anyway, so.
And wait, after he was taking all that pictures, the one he chose was some trash
okay,
in the gutter.
Okay, actually, well, moving on to this. Well, let's.
Don't really approve
let's talk
of
about that.
That
later. Okay, so then all the designers go back to the workroom, and while they're there, Tim comes in, and he makes his rounds, you know, offers suggestions and whatnot, and, of course, the two of the people in the bottom are people who completely ignored his advice. Okay.
See, this is a lesson to all of you who have been on Project
Runway.
Always listen to Tim, because he's always right.
This is the thousandth time. I mean,
like, it's every season, if you say, oh, I'm right, Tim Gunn is wrong, then you know what? Then you're going to be in the bottom of eliminated. You know, it's your loss.
It never fails to get to me how after five seasons, I mean, like, I understand, you know, sticking to your inspiration and all that, but, okay, let's remember something. Sweet Pea, last season was a perfect example of taking your vision and altering it with, taking Tim's advice as constructive criticism and not as though it's going to completely alter your vision of what the dress should be.
Yeah, like, I think, remember in the interview with Emily that you read, she said she doesn't watch Project Runway? See,
yeah.
That's what it did her in. So, spoilers to all of you who haven't seen it, the winner was
Kenley,
and I'm like,
the loser was Emily.
And the loser was Emily, good riddance. And they look sort of similar in my mind, so, you know, thank you for.
They don't look alike. Okay.
Yes, they do. They do look alike. Anyways, so.
They have dark hair.
Now we're going to talk about their dresses and length and what we thought of them. We're going to start with Kenley.
Kenley. Well, a lot of people are saying that her dress is like, it's kind of derivative.
Derivative,
I think the word is derivative, and of Balenciaga, most recent collection, and in, like, there are some similarities, and it's, I think the reason the judges liked it, probably especially Nina, is it's very much on trend, and,
yeah.
Like, a lot of people are saying, you know, that the print is horrible and all this stuff.
I think the poofy thing is horrible.
I think the picture isn't particularly good, but in motion on the runway, really liked it, and, like, the thing is, even if, like, with Kenley, even if you disagree with some of her design choices, everything she makes is just so finished and, like, polished and
well,
just, like,
model,
well executed, and her model is fantastic.
Her model looked fantastic in it when she was walking down the runway.
Yeah.
Sorry about that weird thing. We had to pause for a minute. Anyways, continuing with what we were saying, do you remember your train of thought?
I remember it very well.
Somehow
I mean,
I'm not surprised.
Well, like, everything that Kenley makes, even if you don't totally agree with her, you know, like, design and everything about it, she's so good at, like, executing it well that, well, personally for me, like, actually, one of the reasons that I slightly disagreed with the judge's decision on who should be going home this week is...
You disagreed with that?
Well, out of both Emily and Jennifer's dresses, Emily's was, like...
Ugly!
It at least didn't look like spent 5 seconds
on it. We're
gonna
talk about Emily's now. Okay, Emily's looks like there was thousands of ways she could have done it better. It was tacky, it was gross, and made her model look like crap. That's all there was to it.
You really didn't like the dress,
Abby. I hated it. It was so ugly. And I thought Blaine's, like, was a similar idea, but it was a better done well of it. And I also didn't like the colors she used. Like, I think she
I think that she was so focused on, like, you know, taking her picture and making it into a dress that she didn't really think about how it would actually look as a dress.
And then she also was saying that she didn't really express herself in it, and the judges totally caught on to that. It's like, you can't have a doubt, or, like, because Wesley doubted himself in the last challenge, and he got eliminated. She knew that she didn't really embrace herself as a designer and show that in the dress, and look, if she got eliminated. So if you're on Project Runway, another lesson. If you have bad feelings, then you're probably gonna go home.
I think they probably realized that already. It's, you know, bad feelings, Abby. But also, out of all of the stuff that Emily's made, I just don't get the underground vibe from it.
No.
And I've seen her collection that she did with somebody else. I don't get underground from that either. It's strange.
Me neither.
But anyway, so moving on to Jennifer's. The thing about Jennifer's is, it's bad, and it also looks really, really sloppy. Emily's doesn't look good or well executed, but at least it looks like she spent more than 5 milliseconds.
Yeah,
on
but
it.
I liked Jennifer's better because I like the concept a little bit better, the way she'd use the clock.
It doesn't look like a clock.
Well, the side thing, I like that.
But the sleeves are like the worst part of all that.
They were like all stared at.
If you just look at it, it's so, I mean, looking at this picture on Bravo.com, like, you know, you can just tell it's, the fabric does not work well with her idea at all, and it's, like, it's really dowdy, and...
Yeah, it wasn't...
Not
it
good.
It just wasn't well carried her out, but...
And also, if Jennifer keeps using... She keeps saying, like, that her work is, like, a Holly Golightly at a Salvador Dali exhibit.
That was a weird...
And because I'm an uncultured teen that doesn't understand either of the references...
You don't know Salvador Dali, he's the one with the melting clocks picture.
Well, that makes sense. It looks kind of like a melting clock.
I wish she had melting clocks on it, because it would have been a lot cooler. Okay,
anyway.
So moving on to a bit more positive, we're going to talk about Leanne. Okay,
Leanne,
I love Leanne.
I know, Leanne, like, I just think she looks, like, so kind of diminutive and stuff, but she really has this, like, she just has this strong philosophy that she sticks to. Like, this is, like, this is kind of a slightly toned down, like, you can see how similar it is to the other dress. This is about 1,000 times better, and
see, my big problem
just fantastic.
My big problem with last week's was that I thought it looked horrible on the model. I didn't like the brown on the blonde model. I just didn't
like that.
Well,
the model chose the fabric.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I didn't like how that worked out at all. And then this one, I think, looks fantastic on her model. Like, a complete turnaround in that sense.
And
I love the skirt. I love
the
skirt the whole time that she was making. I was just like, that is awesome.
Yeah, I had a feeling that she'd be a front runner. I think that I really like the idea of, instead of a dress, because you see so many dresses on the show, about that it was a top and a skirt, so you could, like, hypothetically wear them as separates.
Yeah.
I could definitely see people buying this.
Yeah, that's
the
more commercial.
The skirt looks like a tiny, tiny bit, like, it could be better, but overall it looks really great.
I think that's a picture, because it was, like, what I'm seeing now was, like, nothing like what I was seeing while watching it before. Like,
it looks really good.
It looks really good. We put it in higher quality, which makes all the difference.
Okay, great.
I really loved that dress, like, I just really like that. That was, I wanted her to win. I didn't want Kenley to win for that.
Well,
but
I was,
also, our third place, our third person.
Okay.
She doesn't know how to work a mouse.
No, I was trying to get into high definition. Okay,
you have
great.
To wait.
So, going on to the third dress in the top three.
Terry. And I'm so glad to see more of her.
Yeah, because
you know, she haven't seen my, I literally saw her in one episode. I was like, oh, who's she? Which I feel horrible about, because I didn't remember seeing her at all the first two episodes until, like, this episode. And her concept, I really
did. Yeah, I think that, like, as an outfit, you know, just looking at it, you're kind of like, what's going on? Because, you know, like, it's well executed, but, it on the runway, her model just, it really definitely was a complete look, and, like, her model had all this attitude and stuff behind her. I'm not a huge fan of this, of the cuffs on the sleeves.
Yeah, me either. I didn't notice that at first. So now we're gonna go in alphabetical order of everyone else. Well, oh, actually, we have someone else to talk about. Keith.
The third dress in the bottom three.
Before we talk about his dress, we have to talk about his model that dropped out. What do you think she was kicked out for? I'm saying drugs.
I don't think she was kicked out. She probably just, like, you know, had something going on and didn't want to continue the competition.
No, but they didn't say, you know, they'd say she had, like, some family issues if that happened, but I think that her model was kicked out.
They probably wouldn't mention if she was just like, screw the show, I don't like it anymore.
Well, like, I don't know. That's what I think. I think it might have been better if he had his own model, because it might have been fitted better, and that might have made a difference.
Well, it looks like it wasn't fitted at all, and if he probably would have been in a horrible situation. But either way, it looked okay. His inspiration, I really liked the idea behind his inspiration. I could totally see taking, like, the ripped-up magazine something great. But either way, I mean, I could see him making it into something
that knew really well.
Really good. And, you know, he was saying, you know, oh, I'm going to make, like, this flapper dress. And I was like, wow, that could be really cool. Then he made this. And, okay, for one thing, it doesn't look like his inspiration at all. It's predominantly white, and it's kind of colorful, and it has some, like, black checked fabric on it and stuff. It's just, and, you know, it didn't have any form at all. It just engulfed his, you know, model, which, like, admittedly, she was a replacement, but still, if it had been fitted at all, you know, I'm sure they would have made some big deal out of it, like, oh, now he's in a bad situation because he needs to refit the dress. It just looked like he was going to do that from the beginning.
Yeah. I didn't like it at all. I think what Michael Kors said was pretty on point about that. So anyways, moving on to everyone else. Blaine, he was like a more controlled version of Emily's. Like, they both did black with, like, color on it, and, like, sort of, I think they took similar-ish pictures. I liked Blaine. He did okay. He didn't do a horrible job.
Well, I kind of like the idea behind his, but I don't know. The thing about Blaine is all of his designs so far, he's shown a kind of, I don't know, it seems like he has a kind of limited color sense, yeah, that he uses, like, black and then bright colors. And I understand, like, the whole neon kind of from this, but to me, the reason it wasn't in the bottom was because he took more risks than Emily did, and his has a kind of an idea behind it.
Okay, next is Daniel's. I don't know, I was a little disappointed with Daniel. I don't like how, like, he only has one strap. It's like,
It's kind of, it looks
did
like
did he not finish it?
In Tim's blog on Project Runway, it says that the hem was, like, really unfinished and stuff, because Daniel has, apparently, you know, kind of, like, stresses out and freaks out a lot. I don't really like the fabric. I think it's kind of shiny.
I think it would look good if he had another strap. That's all there is to it, really.
I don't think it's that. I just think that it's this kind of shiny, like, Grecian-style dress, and it's not horrible, but
What was his inspiration?
I don't really get nightlife from this, either.
What was his inspiration? We don't know what half the people's inspiration were, because they didn't really talk about it.
Yeah, I think that might have been an issue, too, if they didn't, like, really convey their inspiration. Because, like, we have no idea.
Like, if we know what his inspiration was, and, like, not having a strap or whatever made sense, then I probably have less problems with it, but, like,
well, it's like Blaine. I mean, I forget what his inspiration was, but I'm going to assume it was neon, because I can see that in the dress.
Oh, yeah, I remember what his inspiration was. It was neon.
Well, anyway, well, let's just move on.
Jarrell's. I actually like Jarrell's.
It was a kind of nice, like, red carpet-y dress. It's a little bit much. And, wait, was part of the challenge, you know, like, I don't really get, like, New York nightlife from
you
it,
have to
but
capture
his was a statue. His was a statue.
Oh, really?
And,
oh, yeah, I remember
and,
that picture.
Yeah, I think it looks like he put a lot of work into it, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good.
I
was surprised he didn't get noticed. Joe, I actually like Joe's, too. I like, it looks sort of, like, separates also. But
the thing about Joe's, like, everything he's done, it's been very... If you think about it, it's very similar. He's done three dresses that are all kind of like little cocktail dresses in a kind of, you know, like the same silhouette, a kind of basic silhouette. He hasn't really kind of gone beyond that. And I keep mentally comparing him to Kevin in my head, which is really awful.
I really like him. I think he's going to do well, but he's going to wait. They're going to have to wait till a couple more eliminations. He's going to really come out of the woodwork.
I don't know. I think that he needs to kind of really kind of prove himself. I wasn't a huge fan of the dress itself. I think he did a good job of conveying his subject. It just wasn't that great.
Okay, next is Kelly's, which, I don't know, I can see the nightlife aspect, but the hair's kind of distracting. The feathers are kind of distracting.
I don't think the feathers. I actually like the kind of top part. I think it would have been a lot better without the whole belt thing she has going on.
Yeah, I'm have mixed feelings.
It's,
I like
it's
the shoes,
very,
though.
It's very much.
I like the shoes. I love the shoes.
Well,
cool
I think
shoes.
It's a little overstyled. Like, I just, you know, with the hair and the shoes and the dress and, like, the bracelets. I don't really get the whole fire hydrant. Like, I thought the inspiration
was
kind of cool, but...
she was an apocalyptic fire hydrant, remember? I can see apocalyptic in that. Okay, that
I see apocalyptic.
Sense.
I don't see fire hydrant.
Well, I guess fire hydrant was supposed to be playing on the apocalyptic idea. Okay, next is Quarto, who made a jumpsuit, I think? I don't know if that
those
actually...
Those are really on trend now.
Yeah, like Hoosie in the...
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
No,
Dark Knight premiere?
Third season.
That's what it reminded me
of. Project Runway, bright pink jumpsuit, Michael Knight. It was awesome. He won a challenge for it. It was pretty awesome. Anyways.
It's nice.
It's plain.
It's like...
It's black.
It's
all black.
It seems actually very much, like, I can definitely, you know, see Quarto in it. It's nice. It's not... It's very much middle. Yeah, it's very much, like, kind of middle of the pack.
Next, Stella, who worked with leather, finally.
Leather. And, you know, studs.
Studs. And, like, she pissed off everyone in the studio hammering. That was funny. It's okay. Not the best.
Like, the thing is, I just don't see her, like, if this is, you know... Because I thought her inspiration was perfect for her, like, you know, leather, studs... Awesome.
Yeah, she's doing what she needs to.
But I don't see her as going beyond this, and I just don't see her as going very far because this is her aesthetic, and I don't think the judges really respond to it, and I don't think it's really, you know, stretching.
Yeah,
much.
Well, I can see her inspiration because, like, her horse thing, it was, like, leather with studs, and then it had, like, this heart in the middle, and I could see sort of the heart in the top, so I get
how
it plays.
I see it, I just, you know, don't particularly like it.
Okay, next is Suede's. I thought this was actually a pretty cute dress. It was. I liked it.
It looks.
His model looks fantastic, and he knows his model.
Oh, his model. She looks so much to me like Dana Davis from Heroes.
Yes, I can see that.
And the weird thing is, Dana Davis in my head is like Cassie from Animorphs. So all I think of when I look at her is Animorphs.
Anyway,
the only thing is, with the shiny fabric and all the gold accents, it's a little too much to me. I like the idea, because I really like shirt dresses, but it just kind of looks like something you could get at Kohl's or something.
Yeah, I liked him. Suede has so much potential to do amazing in this show.
Yeah, like, if he can kind of restrain himself a tiny bit.
Like, I feel like everyone in the middle, the people who are winning the challenges right now, you know, yeah, they have potential, but I don't think there's, like, all these people in the middle who are doing these really
Suede
well.
Won last week's challenge,
I know, like, no, but I mean, like, this week, especially. But, like, people in the middle
let's talk about that in our general episode.
Doing really well.
Well,
especially in this challenge. And I think we've gone through all the dresses now. So,
Let's move on to the general
discussion.
Okay, so, who do you think is really, like, the people to watch, you know, now?
Oh, I think the people to watch is you're gonna wanna watch Daniel. I think Daniel is, he's gonna do what, like, I feel like Christian Siriano did
he
a little bit.
You just like Daniel.
No, but I feel like, you know, he's doing that sort of, like, he's not, like, overexerting himself and doing and he's, like, gonna come out of the woodwork, he's gonna, like, start kicking butt, or he's gonna start doing badly. It's, like,
well, I think he might, well, the thing about Christian was, I mean, remember how, like, the thing is, he could just make so much, like, his avant-garde dress with the other Chris, and, you know, his like, art-based,
yeah, he was really dress. Technically,
like,
skilled.
Yeah, and he could just do, he could just, like, whip out so much and not be stressed out and freaking out at all. I think that Daniel's nerves are going to be his downfall, really. And if he doesn't,
but you know, Jillian made it really far, so I think maybe Daniel. I mean, maybe he's a little bit stressed at the beginning, and he's gonna do better. I think we should also watch Joe, but I don't think Joe's gonna make it all the way. I think he's gonna be like one of the last five or so.
Seriously, because the thing is, I just don't. I feel like this is.
He might.
I feel like he isn't really good for this environment, because he's making stuff that's kind of good enough to get by, but not all that impressive.
Yeah, I think also, might want to watch a little bit of Suede, might want to watch a little bit of Corto. They're showing potential.
Like what? His, like, arm?
What, Suede?
He's like,
yeah.
Watch a little bit of Suede. Well, watch, like, his arm. Watch Corto's leg.
I'm not counting them to do, like, fantastic stuff, but I think every so often they'll do something fantastic. So,
okay.
I think we're going to move on to our discussion now.
No, I'm talking about who I think is going to get far.
We've gone on for, like, 20 minutes. Okay,
go, Abby.
We're gonna have a short discussion.
Okay, Kenley, I think definitely. I think she's going to go very far. She kind of reminds me of Kit.
Yeah.
Only I think so she'll
Kit
go.
Kit didn't win.
Only
what
I think she'll.
I think she'll
go further than Kit. I think Leanne definitely. This is I think going to really boost her confidence, and she's going to do a really great job. Terry definitely. I think that this is just kind of the beginning. She seems to really take the challenges easily and kind of mold them to her aesthetic.
Yeah,
she seems like a really, like, just a nice person. I want to see more of her personality, actually.
Me too.
And I think that Daniel and Kelly are also, and Suede also.
Have potential.
And if, you know, because the thing is, Keith, okay, like, Keith just seems to be really, because I was thinking about the first episode again today.
Yeah.
When he's like, I have this natural gift that most designers aspire to have, and I was just born with it because I am awesome. And I was just like, eh. Okay, Keith.
Alright, so that's all we have to say for now, and we're going to move on to discussion that's probably not going to be as long as the last few episodes, because we're trying to save on time. So stay tuned for the discussion. Alright, so we decided for our discussion segment today, we're going to do a special segment on models, and we're not going to try to take too much time because we don't know anything about modeling. We're just going to say what we think of them visually.
And by talk about the models, we mean say what we think of them while not actually knowing anything about them whatsoever.
Yeah. So for Blaine's model, Paulina, okay, first of all the models I think have hilarious. Some of them have, like, really weird names. Sorry, models.
Well, the thing about Paulina is she got really good fabric for Blaine in the last challenge, meaning I think she is smart.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, like,
she looks like Caden Panettiere if you look at her face.
Yeah, a little bit. She seems to fit well with Blaine.
Yeah, I think that they're a good team. Daniel's model,
she looks like Betty Boop.
Yeah, Elena.
I think she's cool.
I didn't like her in the first challenge, but
really,
I like her better now.
Yeah, I actually really like how she looks. She looks cool.
She's okay. You know, I like Daniel better than his model. Next is Leslie, which is Emily's model. Well, hopefully she's Luminate, because I don't like her.
I don't know. I think, I didn't really think much of her. The strange thing is, we talked last week about how, you know, how Emily is really good at styling, even when her actual dresses aren't that fantastic.
She's no styling.
Yeah, and the styling here is really good.
She,
like, her hair's all messy.
Hair.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even brush it. Jennifer's model, Alex. Oh, did we not talk about Emily's model's name? Because I feel bad if we skip someone's name.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sad if we just called her Emily's model.
Her name was Leslie. Yeah, we did mention that.
Okay.
So, Alex, who is Jennifer's model,
I think she's pretty.
Yeah, I think she's pretty, too.
I like her hair.
Yeah, hair in this
That's
picture.
That's as far as I'm gonna get.
Okay, Jarell's model, Nicole. Okay, you know, she's kind of funky in this picture, so I don't know what to think of her.
I think that she, well, I remember, watching her on the runway, and I think she pulled off the dress really well, so
oh,
I think she's cool.
Joe's model, Topacio. I don't know how to pronounce that. We're gonna
He actually switched his model. This is
Oh,
his,
he did? Oh!
You know, like, the second episode, I think?
Oh, right, yeah. They all merged together at some point. Oh, wait! If it was the second episode, then I was sleeping during the first 15 minutes, so I would not remember that happening.
That's good, Abby. You're such a dedicated fan.
No,
okay.
Because, like, I was exhausted.
Well,
so.
Well, for Joe, I think this dress looks really good on her, and I think that she's designing well for her.
And she looks like a cool model. She's funky. Alyssa, which is Heath's model.
She was brought back, so last
week.
Oh,
so we don't know what to think of her.
Well, you know, she was Daniel's model last week, meaning she chooses horrible fabric.
Daniel's? Wesley.
Oh, yeah, Wesley.
There's the difference. You just sort of merged together.
Yeah, they're both kind of, they're dating. I think of them as one person.
Okay, so Kelly's model, Jermaine, I don't want to know what to think about her because...
She looks cool.
She's kind of scary in this picture.
Well that's because the styling isn't good. I think she seems overall really good, and she seems like she and Kelly work very well together.
Yeah.
Kelly's
model, Shanone.
Favorite model, probably.
She's pretty awesome
She looks,
model.
She, seriously?
She's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that if she hadn't been wearing this dress, then, yeah, Kenley probably, you know, like, wouldn't have been as noticed, because I think that Shanone is just really doing a great job of wearing her dresses, and I really like her hair. Her hair is awesome.
Yeah, so next is Corto's model, Katrina. Okay, I don't like this model. I have to say, I don't like her. I don't like, there's something about the way she looks, and I've mentioned this before, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I don't like her.
I don't know, I hadn't really noticed her.
Oh, I had. She was, like, the only model I remember. Leanne's model, Carolyn. Oh, we've talked about her, too.
She, again, chooses bad fabric, but she looks really nice.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
And blonde. That's what I think we're... Stella's model, Kendall. Oh, Kendall, I like him.
Kendall, I thought at first that she was the token redhead, and I was like, nah, her hair's kind of auburn brown, and then I realized there was no token redhead, and I was really sad.
We've talked about this, too, because I've listened to our podcast
Like Sam last year, the only reason I wanted Rami to win whatsoever was because then his model would have gotten... Elle magazine, and I am all for redheads being a major fashion publication.
So next is Suede's model, Tia.
Tia is
We've already
cool.
talked about her. We talked
I
about
like
her today.
I very much like her.
You can rewind if you forget. And next is last is Terry's model, Zaveria. Zaveria? I don't know.
Javiara. Maybe? I don't know. Well, that's like, Javiera. Well, you know. Well,
we're just gonna pretend we know how to pronounce their names.
Okay, well,
I like her. Not looks, but, like, personality-wise, it seems sort of.
She does a great job with, Terry's clothes, so I think that she and Terry are also a very good fit.
Okay, so now that we've, finished talking about a little bit about models, and trying to shorten this, is there anything else when you talk about Project Runway? For any reason. Nothing else? Okay. I think that's the end of our discussion. We're going to move on to a little bit of news in our email section about us. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's it. So here comes our email section. What email? Because you know what? We didn't get any email since Monday, which isn't... Wait, I don't think... We haven't posted... This hasn't been posted very long, so I'm just hoping you guys haven't gotten the chance to listen to it, and that's why we haven't gotten any. But we're a little disappointed in you guys right now.
I'm not. I'm perfectly... You know, considering the podcast's been up for one day, Abby.
It's been up for, like, 3 days.
Whatever.
It's been up for 3 days.
Well, it's not on iTunes. Also, if anyone listening happens to know, like, what's the deal with iTunes podcasts, because I've been trying to figure that out, and it's been difficult, so if you have any knowledge on that, another great reason to email us.
Exactly.
Well, something else.
We have news, this is coming from, because I think I'm the only one, I sent, blogging Project Runway, which we have mentioned multiple times.
As being a totally awesome news source for Project Runway news and awesomeness.
And they're just, like, awesome people, and they have an awesome site, and they just do a great job with what they do.
We're overusing the word awesome.
And they also have a really good podcast where they interview people on the show, so we definitely, you should check that out when you get the choice. I think it's, like, one of the first Project Runway, results. But anyways, I sent them an email asking if they would... put in a good word for us at their podcast or link to us on their page.
Because they tend to link to various Project Runway recaps and sources and blogs and whatnot.
And Laura Kay, I think, she said to us that we could do weekly recaps of the episodes. So we are going to start doing that. It's gonna be written because, we're not gonna just do an audio one because that seems a little weird and pointless. But anyways, we're gonna write up a recap of the episodes every week.
And they're going to be somewhat similar to our, our like
Our verbal ones. They're pretty much gonna be like
us discussing what we think. I'm probably going to be writing it up, and then Abby's going to be putting in some
then
of
I'll
her
just add
feedback.
stuff into it probably. So every Friday, Blogging Project Runway has a recap of Palooza. And we'll be linked there. It'll probably be called F Squared. So if you're interested in that, it'll be on our blog. But if you're interested in just seeing our happy little name on their site,
Go
then
check out Blogging Project Runway.
and we link to them in our sidebar if you're curious for that. So anyways, that's just some happy stuff that we just thought we would share with you. And we'd like to thank Laura Kay, if she managed to get this far in our third episode, for offering us that and letting us do that on her site because on their site because we love their site.
And she called us cute.
And she called us cute. She was the one who called us cute that I mentioned before. And at first I was a little like, okay, I guess we're not really trying to be cute, but I guess we are cute because you know what? We're not like in our 30s and
Great, Abby. Way to insult people in their 30s. Okay.
Well, we're not in our 30s. That's all I'm saying is that you know what?
We're little.
Yeah, we're not as old as a lot of podcasters out there. I'm not saying oh, that's a
We're
bad thing.
young and
We're young
vivacious.
and don't shut up. Is more
Well,
curricular.
actually, speaking of that.
Yeah, we've gone on for 3 minutes or so
Well,
about
anyway,
this.
so.
So we're gonna just remind you about how to contact and find us. Of course, our main blog, which is the best place to look for us and the best place to up our hit counter, is at our blog at Blogger. It's www.fsquaredpodcast.blogspot.com. F squared, no dots, no dashes, no whatever.
Because, we just don't do dots and dashes in
No,
this
because
here blog.
those are for squares, and we're an F. Actually, we're an F square, not a regular square. So, anyways, our email is fsquaredpodcast@hotmail.com. Yet again, no dots and dashes, same as the last time. You can check out our
Podomatic.
Podomatic, which, we don't post as much there because it's not. We're not really sure how Podomatic works. Actually, I'm not. But anyways, you can
But
check.
it's where you can listen to our episodes.
Yeah, and we're posting all our episodes there, and that's fsquaredpodcast.podomatic.com. Podomatic.
It is not Pottermatic or
It's
Harry Potter
pod-o.
podcasts.
And last of all, if you just want to send your feed reader eater thing to our feed, you can find us at fsquaredpodcast.podomatic.com/rss2.xml. And we also say we're going to be talking about our polls in this, and we are having polls on our site, and we're probably going to add a second one. But we put one up, and the question is reads as, did you like our first episode? Because we just wanted to know, and we thought this was easy. And we got two votes, and one of them was me. So,
Because Abby is all about,
voting in my own polls. So, one of them was, yeah, it was great, which is one of the options, which
And
I vote.
no, nobody voted for no, it was horrible, so
That's progress,
that's
but
good.
someone did vote for it was okay, you could improve, which
Which is what I expected.
yeah,
Our first
we
podcast.
expected that. And there's also, nobody chose, I haven't listened yet. So at least someone listened to it. That's what we know. There's someone listening to us out there. And we thank you, whoever the heck you are.
Because you're awesome. And there are 3 days left to vote, so,
Yeah.
3 days, people.
We can always extend it, guys. But, we haven't really posted the second episode yet. Also, in other us news, I'm going to Cape Cod all next week. So our fourth episode podcast won't be back till I get back. So expect it, later. Not next week, but the week after.
But we will be posting a recap on Friday,
Yeah, so
if not sooner.
if you're wanting your Project Runway hunger to be fed and wanting to know our opinions that badly, we'll have at least Sophie. So I get back sometime like the 17th, so we'll probably be recording early in the week, hopefully, and we'll get it out by the end of the week. Because it doesn't take long to edit, truth be told. So, yeah, if you have anything you want to say to us, just send it. As you'll notice, Sophie's here for this email segment. That's because we actually, like, our error was our name, so I just sort of had to re-record that.
Yeah, we changed it because we didn't want to get sued, much like the Fall Out Boy song.
Exactly. Our lawyers made us change the name of this song, right? Yeah, something like that.
Oh, man. So, we're going to stop sending email and move on.
And we're going to move on to our goodbyes. This is our farewell to our very few listeners out there, whoever you are. We want you to send us an email, as we've already said, and we just want to
tell your Project Runway and Top Chef watching friends about us.
Yes, tell your friends. Tell your friends, hey, there's an awesome podcast with two kooks on it, and it's the best thing ever, and it'll keep you busy for an afternoon, or at least like an hour. We're sorry about the length, guys. You can fast forward. You won't be offended.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Goodbye. Thank you for sticking with us and listening to this, and look forward to our next podcast sometime in a week or two.
Okay.
Anyways, goodbye. We'll miss you. So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Et cetera.
Yeah, you know, like the double Heidi Klum kisses.
And if you got that reference, the et cetera, then you can email me and I will send you a ho-ho. So, goodbye.
Bye.